Hi, this is Aurora from the Educating All Learners Alliance, and today we're speaking to Cindy Camp for 5 minutes with the Described and Captioned Media Program. The Described and Captioned Media Program, or DCMP, is the nation's leading source of accessible educational videos. Families and school personnel with at least one learner from birth through high school with a disability can register for free access to thousands of videos. DCMP also provides media accessibility information, guidelines for captioning and describing media, and e-learning resources for professional development. Joining us today is Cindy Camp. She's the marketing and communications specialist with DCMP, and she holds a master's degree in English and is a nationally certified interpreter for the deaf. Thank you so much for joining us today, Cindy. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Cindy, we've gotten a chance to work together on webinars, and you've been a part of some of our most recent ELA initiatives. But for our listeners, let's really dive in and tell us more about your work and what DCMP is all about.
DCMP is funded through the U.S. Department of Education, which means all of our resources are absolutely free of charge. We have an online video library of over 18,000 accessible educational videos. Think of us as a free, accessible educational Netflix. We also have many professional development opportunities for teachers and resources for parents as well.
I mean, that's awesome that there's this free and accessible library out there. I mean, I think that you touched on it a little bit, but how does this work impact our students with disabilities, our students who learn differently? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So educational videos are a great teaching tool. They allow us to go on virtual field trips inside the human body or into outer space. Okay. But the problem is most educational videos aren't accessible. That's where DCMP comes in. We partner with those educational video producers. We take those videos and we make them accessible by adding captions, audio description, and now ASL interpretation. So we make sure that students with disabilities have the same access to those fun educational resources that their peers do.
Yeah, it seems like a big undertaking, though. What are some challenges that you faced in this work?
Well, it's interesting because, as I said, we have over 18,000 videos in our library.
Yeah.
But so many families and teachers don't know that we're out there. And so many teachers are still using those inaccessible resources.
Okay.
Or they're going to YouTube and pulling up just videos that they find on the fly. And so kids are missing out on this great opportunity. We want to make sure that teachers know that this is their tax dollars at work. And these are videos that they would be using anyway, like Bill Nye the Science Guy, the Amoeba Sisters, things that they would want to use. And we've got the accessible version, and it's all free.
That's fantastic. Before you go, how can folks get involved, stay informed, and, you know, access the work that you're doing at DCMP?
Yeah, just come to our website, www.dcmp.org, sign up for a free account. Families and teachers, anyone working with students, birth through high school with disabilities, can sign up for a free account, access all of these resources. We do have real people who review the accounts, so give us about 2 working days to review those and approve your access, and then start streaming all of those videos online.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Cindy. It was really great to have you.
Thanks for having me, and I hope everyone will sign up for their DCMP account. We look forward to serving your needs and your students.
And that's it for us today, folks. Thank you to Cindy Camp, and to learn more, check out their website at dcmp.org. I'm Aurora from ELA, and this was 5 Minutes with the Described and Captioned Media Program.